Beginning current daf and sechtes yivam and daf beis. Begin on beis. Begin to his master. Begins with the words of Mishnah. Rishonim to eilus, or if she was found out to be an eilus, where then she's not going to be. If this erev is found out to be an eilus, she's not going to exempt her tzara. Now, what's the reason? So Tais explains, because the eilus could do she toisin. A woman that's an eilus that can't have children. It was erroneous condition, and she was never his brother's wife. And hence, it was that other woman was not Tzara's erva, or whichever ever this was. So it's entertainment to wonder why, because the meaning the Gemara tells later on the Samechav on base. Called the Katana regarding a minor boy or girl. They don't do chalitza, nor do they do yib. Why? So the Gemara there explains, and regarding Katana, why is because Shemitim to Alness. Maybe it turns out that she was an Alness, and therefore was forbidden to do yib, because the whole point is Asher Talit, and therefore that would be inappropriate, and therefore it would slap the Eshazach. Now, Tais asked that, wait a second, we see in our Mishnah that Tzara's Alness is permitted to do Yibum because the condition of Alness is a mistaken acquisition. So if you have a minor that falls for Yibum, so you tell me you can't do Yibum, but my, so Tais, why? Either way you look at it, you should be able to do Yibum. Why? Because Tim ain't an Alness. If she turns out not to be an Alness, so you're doing appropriate Yibum to do Asher Taylor. If you're an Alness, then it turns out she was an Alness, not Mishra, it's also been was never his brother's wife. So there's no problem with Eishazach. So what's the problem? Avraham Ben Tami says, as follows, says that he, says that case over there is Bekibli Leve, is where the husband accepted upon himself explicitly that he wants her to be his wife even if she turns out to be an Alness. So that's not going to be a tois in the Eishazach that there is over there. But you could run into the problem of that it's not fulfilling Asher Taylor. So there is not a Mamon of Shach. So to the similarly, the Gemara answers Bereish Ben Tzar on Sanhedrin of Samach Tesma Beis. Now, Baharav Rebavram Bugvailia Tiritz, he answers that our Mishnah that says that if she's found out to be an illness, the Tzar is permitted, is Benimtzis illness is when she's found out to be an illness, Bechaye Ha'ach, when the brother was still alive, Vehikbet, and he was bothered by it, and therefore that was a Kedushin of Tois, and therefore that's why it won't be a Tzar's Erva. Aval, but regarding the case of the Kitana that we brought from later in the Samach Alva Mabez, that is found only Lachar Misa, after the death of the husband. Oh, then that's what concerned for her. Dilmim Hayakai, maybe if the husband was alive, maybe he would not be particular, and therefore wouldn't be Kedusha Tais. And that's why you cannot do Yibum over there, because maybe she's going to be found out to be an Alice. Says Tais. The line here that says not to seem to be correct. Why? Because the behead you could turn the Tesebta explicitly learned in Tesebta, Nim to Alness, if she's found to be an Alness, whether in her husband's lifetime, Bein La'achamis, whether after death, Tzokhe Seim, either way it's going to be permitted. Again, not just one or the other. Now, Gemara Fash Bez, Hashem Tais says in the Gemara, with God's help, I'm going to explain, Laman Deshari Tzara's Beit Alness, according to the one that says that the Tzara of his, even the Arab of his daughter, but if she's an Alness, Afel Behikah, but even if he recognized it. My chiddush shahash min b'tesefta. Then what is the tesefta telling us? A chiddush b'mechayim b'nachamisa. What does it have to do anything? If it's anyway hikraba, what would be the difference? Which says they explained that according to Rava, the tesefta is telling us that if she found it to be announced after misa, then the tzara would be permitted, which you would have thought to say it's going to be aser because at the time of misa it looked like tzara's erva. Wait, you didn't know yet that she's an Alness. But Bidley has a Mektes has as follows. If you're going to say, the Hachamash Mehid sounds like the Alness Leiboy you get, the film of the Rabbanah, the Alness does not need to get even rabbinically. Because the boy, if she would need, then actually, then the Tzara would not be like we're saying in our Mishnah, that Peteris Minach Chalitza Yibin, she actually would require Chalitza, and just not Yib. Because Namasin, as the Mishnah says, because Shachay Lamayim Lemin and Bechulu, anyone that could do Min and doesn't do Min, which the halacha is v'chul etc. That tzaras is chaletz v'mesebemes. Even though biblically it's not there, but rabbinically it is. So it's like it has this appearance, and therefore it requires chalitza. So then, obviously, you don't need to get even rabbinically. And the b'ksuv is perek amana and of kofem based nan. However, there we learn the hamenes, which a woman that does mean ovashni or the secondary erva. Or about illness, which is the case we're discussing, elam ksuba, they don't have a ksuba. Mashmit sounds like a gita bayit, they just don't have a ksuba, but she requires a get. Because actually the Gemara in Ksuda of Angel and Alv makes such a diuk, makes such an inference from the Mishnah, it says if a woman, if a man marries a woman unspecified, and it turns out she has nadarm, he could move her without a ksuba. Oh, without a ksuba sounds like, and then the Gemara says, oh, but obviously you need a get. So then you can make the same deek over here. But that contradicts what it sounds like from our Mishnah that you don't need a get. So it's just what you can say is like this. The awesome naked highlish is not true. You cannot make that deek. Because the reason why it says that wording over there of that Elam Ksuba and Ksuba Zavkofam Aveiz is Mishum Tele Matzal Minkud, because you cannot say in a Tzuchi yet that they don't need a get. Mishum Shneya, the Ketan Behadai, because one of the cases there is a secondary error, which their condition is biblically valid, and therefore she obviously does need a get. And just it's a rabbinic penalty that she's not going to get a Ksuba. But it's not regarding the case of Ma'alnis, because Taisa says, Tain, you should know that because that Kochum and Ma'enisle boy get, because one of the other cases of Ma'alnis obviously does not need a get. So you can't say the deek would be that you need a get. Rinami, additionally, what you could say is, Ba'amad loy dai kochi, it's not true. The proof you bring from Ahmad that you make such a deek, Iksuza and Gimel, that's Elim Shem the Bereshu Ketoni, it's only because in that ratio it says, Ainu Mukadeshas. But Sefer, it says, Taishlo Biksuba. Why change up the wording? Oh, obviously to make that deek. But in general, you normally would not necessarily be able to make that deek, and therefore the whole point wouldn't start because it's only from that was we see Hamadr, but Hamadr is a specific reason, and therefore it could be that you don't need to get as it sounds like from our sugya. Now, as well, the Mishnah in Gittin of Men Vavma Beis. Amaytish the Mishnah Alnis. If someone releases his gets rid of his wife because she's an Alnis, so Halacha is Layachsi. It's not a take her back. Because it could cause a ruin. Because if you could take her back and it's not like, okay, you're done and that's it, the Shematin Aslach, because she might get married to someone else, she's going to have children, but Kulu is going to say, oh, if I would have known that I would never have done, and then it's a toys in the get, and then to get bald, it comes out to get the bottle, but then Mamzer, and the children are Mamzer. So if we say, look, you're divorcing, it's done, it's over, you can't be Mamzer again, you can't take her back. But the Mashman sounds like, well, you get, it sounds like Alan does need a get. Some reader says, yeah, because the Hassam over there is by Mitzvah Mishum Safik Alnis. There he was releasing her because he wasn't sure if he's an Alnis. And that's what it sounds like from over there. Shaina Simon Nikom Yafa, because it wasn't so easily recognizable, the physiological characteristics by her. Because Teda, you should know that you can only say, because what does it say over there? This is Lacha, she got married to someone else. Vailabon, she had children. Obviously, she's not an Alnis. Because Vailabon, the Alnis is in the Rafu, because she was a definitive Alnis, there would be no Rafu. And how do we know this? Because the Ba'arul, because the Gemara later on the Ayin Tesam Beis Pligri Bekibir Belozah Besoros Chama, someone who was born a eunuch. And the question is, Machleikis Mchaylitz Mchalz Ishtai, if he does Chalitza, do we do Chalitza to his wife? Because Sheshle Refu, because there could be Refuah. And therefore that's the question, how do we consider him and qualify him? But Ba'ailness, which is like a female version, Lashkan the Pligri, we don't find the Machleikis, obviously no one holds that there could be Refuah. So, obviously, in that case, if there was subsequent children, obviously we told him that he released them because of suffix. That's why there's a get. But in general, if it's a definitive islands, would not require a get. Now, Avagav, the big kid tonight becomes a stamna. Although, if let's say the condition was with stipulation, but the marriage was unspecified, there is an opinion, the boy get that requires a get. Rav holds that since at the time the son didn't say anything, looks like he's being meichel on the tanai, which he made during kedushin. So what's bothering Taisus is that over here, since he did not stipulate her at the time of the marriage that she's not an illness, so maybe he's meichel. So and therefore, that he cannot remove her without a get. And he was saying that there is no requirement of a get. Taisus says no. High in the davka b'sham moment, that idea in Hamadr is only by other blemishes, because the ikar the meichel are those who are forgiving and they look the other way. Not an illness. No one would be forgiving on that. And I feel according to the first time, he says, what do you mean? The person would not do a bila that turns out that it was not with kedushin, it was just with snus. That's only the other blemishes, the masakad idea where he would entertain. But then he has a mind, I feel a moment, okay, even if she has blemishes, boy, Lashem kedushin, he's still doing it for the purpose of kedushin. But illness, Lashkiach, which is not common, Lashkiach is not entertaining. Because the concern of illness, boy, Lashem kedushin, he would not do a Lashem kedushin. And therefore, that's why it could be that. It would not require a get. Next says Masal, to begin with the words of the Mishnah, you cannot say regarding the mother-in-law that she did miyun, because obviously she had a child, and therefore obviously she's not someone that's a minor that could do miyun, which says that's the second look. It says yeah, you could have miyun by an erroneous kedushin. For example, let's say the kedushin was on al tanai, and the tanai was not fulfilled. Turns out the kedushin was mistaken, because ton baby shmol ton yeshiva baby shmol a full of benam murkav like seifa. Even if she has a child riding on her shoulder, meme endes her legsla. Turns out there was no kedushin. She could just mean and walk away. So you see, mean is possible with a mother-in-law. Here's Rivan answers, no, the Masnit Narbe Katnas. Our mission is talking about specifically a minor. We're not talking about like an adult that has the Kedushi toys. But the Marie additionally he says the Kedushi toys, when it's Runi's Kedushin Mutzlamim, you could say the Philomin ain't sweet, it's not true. You can't say that the Mamla would do mean, because if it was Kedushi toys, it wouldn't even require mean. And we'll have a Mutzlam Mishnah be safer, and you wouldn't be able to apply what we say in the safe Mishnah, because Shechol Mon Bechulu, whoever could do mean, etc., and doesn't do mean, so it'd be Chalitz Vlamisi Bemes. In other words, because here, truth is that there's no mean at all. And my industry, Bishmol loved Dafka, when Bishmol says, oh, he could just be my ma'enis, it would be not a mokavak sefer by Kedusha Toys, it's not precise. That's why loy me'en, though, love Ishtahi, because even without, so to speak, refusal, she's not his wife, because it was a mistaken Kedusha. And then ever he tells him to, and if she's an ever, the tsar would be permitted even without mean. In contrast to the mission of a kedushik tan, we said if she didn't do mean, the tsar would be forbidden to do even. And ever, it's not difficult because it's a different concept. Now, me however, peg bo simon. The one needed that from the basement of mashman sounds like the kedushik tan is not my original. It's not true that Rishmol was not talking about just by kedushik toys. He was also talking about the kedushin of a minor that she could do mean even after she becomes an adult. Where do we find this? Gabi Bita Shabishmal, the daughter of Rishmal himself, Shabbos Lamon Bebesa Medrash, she was coming to Mian, actual Mian, not Kedushi Tayyis one, but like that of a minor who was engaged by her mother and her brother. Ubenamok about Kasefa, and her son was riding on her shoulder. The Rabsa Bechia Bebesa Medrash, she was crying a lot in the Besa Medrash. The Amma, they said, Dabisha, Amma, Isa Tzadik, the thing that the righteous person said, Yechoshal Bazari, his children should stumble in. Venim the Begum, they counted and they concluded, Anmosi Abbas Menes, until what age could the daughter do Mian, Ashadam Besa, until she being two pubic kids. And says to Mishum Bishmol coming in them. It's because of Bishmol's opinion that they counted and they concluded not like Bishmol, rather only a potential being two pubic years. Because the lecture, we cannot say Mishum to be Yehuda Nimnu that they counted and they had to decide based on a disputing opinion of Yehuda. Don't mean that he says that by Shaka Lovin, it's only a potential she has in the pubic region more black than white over there. Because the Maimon Yehuda agrees with Nivellus that if she had relations, the Inuchal mind that she cannot do mean. And here she had a child on her shoulder. So obviously it was coming to exclude from Bishmol that holds you could do mean even if she had relations, even after she was an adult, and they decided, no, it's up until Beis Iris. It sounds like Bishmol himself holds even B'na Morkava Kasefa by Kedusha Kitana, that she could do mean even B'na Morkava Kasefa. So, and more of the park pegs next now, and this is the thing I said, leaving out the cover of my base. And this Miki Yolda, and that if a woman who's doing mean, do you think she could give birth? But it's only up until she becomes an adult. And a woman only gives birth after she's already begaris. Mishan the Gemara answers, oh, we're talking about the Kedushi toys could be small. So the question is, how does Shabbat Kedushi Katnas, the Eidabur, is a white leaving the Kedushi of a minor? Which you were talking about, Lav Mishum, the Major Bishmol Kedushi Katanas, isn't it because Shmuel agrees by Kedushi of a minor that you cannot do mean after begaris? And therefore the Gemara didn't want to stay with that Lamaskana? So it says, no, you can't say that. Because obviously in the Gemara Nida, the Bishmol was talking about even Kedusha Ketanus, like we said before. Ella, says Tosis, to address that question, Mishum, that he's Sugya Lib the Shmol. It's only actually for a different reason. Because that Sugya is going according to Shmol. Ushmol is something like Bishmol of Kedusha Ketanus. And Shmol does not hold a Bishmol in that halacha of Kedusha Ketanus. That you could do it even after Bagris. Because Mulcha Perg Mishameis and Babaskab and Bab Mabeis. Abba Kedusha Toys? Sabakaba say. Because Mabamad, like the thing Moses in Subatabai and Dalmanav. Kiddush al Tanayu Bala, if he did Kiddush with a stipulation and he had beer, in the Tichim in a get, that she does not require from him a get, because, and Mahani can be Shmuel, who holds that Kiddush test would even be, even if there was beer already, like when there's a child. So, essentially, that explains why over there it didn't say Kiddush Ketanis, even if Shmuel himself would say Kiddush Ketanis, because it's going like Shmuel. But one thing the question Tais is struggling with is that, so wait a second. Obviously, Bishmol holds, even Kedusha Ketanis, you could do mean after Bagris. So you could say Chamoises, Mamenis, even according to Bishmol. So why are we saying it's not possible with Chamoises, Shemenis? So let me have to say, Masnin, like your Bishmol, you have to say, our Mishnah, obviously not like your Bishmol. Other coming from my Gemara says, Naptaz, but look at my Ri, our Mishnah didn't mention certain things because it didn't want to mention cases of dispute. And here you tell me that it's totally in Machli's, our Mishnah, not like your Bishmol. So it's Tayyis, Hanadavka, Aminyon, the test of Mashim. The Mishnah that said the number 15 is not a Machli's. But other elements, like this halacha of Yat Yochalim B'chamayis HaShemina, that would be dependent on Machlekes, and it's not like Rabbi Shmuel. Next, says Master, begin words of the Gemara, the Lebasa Sreifa Skilichamor, because, wait a second, After Sreifa, Skila is the most severe, so therefore Kalosa should have came before the others. Really, for nothing did we have to say this idea. Because even if Skila was the less least of the four Misbezin, still have a Mr. Kalosa Bachamas. He still should have said daughter-in-law after mother-in-law. Because all the other ones that are coming before it don't even have Misa. It's just a Bezin, it's just Karas. So you didn't have to say even that it's just Larav Chalmas. So didn't have to say even that after Sreifa, Skila is the most severe. His daughter. It's there, and then we mention as number one, which says that's the daughter from the woman that he violated, not in marriage. Because the Rashi explains, because a daughter that he had from marriage, that we know from the erva of a woman and her daughter, because the legarim basishta is not any less than his wife's daughter when it's also his daughter too. Which Tosfos says, wait, Tosfos been interpreted as taking a second. You're going to say what he's saying. Actually, how could you know from the Ervas of Isha Bita? But we know Klava in Mazim, and then you cannot learn that prohibition from logic. Your sister, whether she be your father's daughter or your mother's daughter, he had to say another extra word of she's your sister, to say that you're liable for the sister that's both your father's daughter and your mother's daughter, which is what your regular sister usually is. You cannot say prohibition from logic, which is, wait a second, if she's just your father's daughter, and if she's also your mother's daughter, for sure she'll be forbidden. No, we cannot be mazim adin. So why don't you say something over here? Bas ishtoi, and that when she's also your daughter, that sounds like mazim adin. How would you know that? Let me read the reasons. No, delete them. You can't compare them. Why? Because they're the pasuk's only talk about his sister. That's not from the father and the mother. Because the basavicha basimecha, when it says your father's daughter or your mother's daughter, mashman sounds like minav shleminim uminim shleminav. Okay, mivarish krobahed. As the pasuk explicitly says in Vayikra Yotches, my ledes bais and my ledes chutz, that the metargamina as we get into of gimel minav. What's the translation? It means the yalda min avuch. That's what's born from your father, min itza acharet, from a different wife, or from your mother, min gava acharet, from a different man. Now, I tell you, says Vavagav, that the Shin, although the Gemara does make a drasha later on the Chovigim al-Meralf, from that same pasuk, Meledes Vayis v'goymer, that it actually means, bein sha'im l'vicha kayim, bein sha'im l'vicha haitze, whether they said that your father should not be married to the woman, when they said that he should remain married to the woman, still says that the pasuk does not leave from its simple understanding, like the Targum translates it. Now, vim hi ba'ashneim, and therefore, if it's the daughter of both of them, b'kabochaymer hu di'alfus. So then you would have to learn it out from a kabochaymer, not from the simple understanding. And that's the question. Abayin mezirim and adin. Therefore, you have to say extra words lachitzchi to include if it's a sister both from the father and from the mother. Aval, but regarding bita that we're discussing, b'chalal isho bita, havashab bas shehi bas ishtai, isho bita would definitely, in the simple understanding of pasuk, also be including his daughter, which is also his wife's daughter. Kedash compared to this is like the Gemara tells us in the Sadent Abnon Gimel Menav. The imoy, she ishes of him. His mother, that's his father's wife, is obviously included in his father's wife. Now, Morva says, so Bas Ishtoi, his wife's daughter, says, he qualifies as Hecha de Nechnas L'chuba B'Lenibla, is enough, even if they just had Chuba, and even if they didn't have, not even consummate relationship with Bia. Near Lari, it would seem to the Ri, the Chai Malbita, you would really be liable for the relationship with the daughter. Avagav, the Erva Isha Bita, Lisa although it says in the Pasig, the Erva of Isha and Bita, you should not reveal the mashma B, which sounds like when you already cohabited with the mother. So it says, no, the smart who didn't tell B, the logic would tell us does not depend on B. Because there's no liability from the Torah explicitly regarding the daughter of the woman that he violated. Obviously, it's dependent on Kedushin. And the ain't smart alone with the Vitamis. It's not logical to say that you need both, that you need Kedushin and you need B. And therefore, it would be already a violation of Bita already just with Chuppah. Now, Tais explained, why is there no liability for the daughter of the woman he violated commercial bishop? Because, like Rashi explained, Mishram the Isha Bita, because he says in the Pasuk, Isha Bita, the Mashma Loshan Isha sounds like a terminology of a marriage, which is like cause of Ema Bas. It doesn't say the mother and the daughter, it says the wife and the daughter, which excludes that of Bita Manasasa, and therefore you have to learn from a Joshua. But says Tais Amiyu, Behedi Bereish Nais Nal Nusav, explicitly, the Gemara later in the Alv, Mefarash Hashas Tamachin, the Gemara actually tells a different reason than what Rashi tells over here. Because the Arayi is Sheikh Simhu. By Arayi, the word says She'er, Benesunik She'er, and therefore the Erva has to be She'er, and only with marriage do you have She'er, which is a relationship. But it's like a She'er, but instance there's no She'er, and therefore that's why we would not be including that of Bita Manasasa, and therefore Bita Manasasa had to be learned out from a Drasha.